Welcome.
Wow.
Nice to see everybody. Are we getting used to Zoom?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It's really, yeah. It's kind of intimate, I think.
Very much. I agree. It's much more personal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you see the person's house and, you know.
Sometimes their dog or their.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You get a bomb, like little kid rocks in, you know, the dog rocks in. It's very cool.
I like it.
All right. So what's on your mind this week?
Well, Bobby sent out an email as things to discuss today. Oh, Bobby, you shaved.
Yeah.
You're like a different person every month.
Even fresh.
So maybe, Bobby, if you could just go over what you sent out and then we can go from there.
Yeah. So let's see here. My email was progress on segmentation, how many we've scheduled, how many to go, have we created a 24-month calendar and where we're at with that, folders, have we sent any out, what's the team's process for growth and new clients, and then give Rob an update on roles and responsibilities.
Great. Gene, do you want to touch on the number of clients that we've... Hey, Lewis.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Firstly, we have 22 monthly clients that we have scheduled. We move some of the quarterly over to monthly. So we now have 22. We still have 5 quarterly that we are working on, and we have about 8 pending reviews coming up, and so that way we'll get those scheduled either as a monthly or a quarterly.
Great. The 24-month calendar. I don't know that I'm really familiar with that. Is that just, Gene, where you schedule out 24 months in advance, or is that more towards the folder side and what we're putting in the calendar as far as discussions with clients?
Bingo.
Second one,
yeah.
Okay. So just a quick update on the folders. We're in the process of improving our website. So Shannon has put us in touch with our marketing department, and they were asking if we wanted any pieces to include in our folders, because we told them we were doing Supernova and we want that to tie into our website. So I thought maybe I told them we'd save that conversation for this week after we talked, because I wanted to get your input, Rob, on how do you think we should implement Supernova? Have you had this discussion with anyone yet as far as the folders, the website, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, this is so websites aren't good for, well, maybe they are. Maybe I hadn't thought about it that way, but typically it's your client, your CRM system, your Salesforce or Outlook or whatever you're using for a contact system that would be a place to drop your folders into. And people are thinking about Dropbox or Evernote or Box or something like that to drop their folders into and then recall them from those things as part of their CRM system. Now we're working on this, but I wish I could tell you I had an answer, which I don't. An electronic answer to what's the perfect folder system, and this is how you use it. Whatever it would be, it would be I'd try and make it as generic as I could so it'd be transferable, but in the end we had to use Outlook for the scheduler, so we'd have to use somebody to create the folder system.
Okay. Also,
so to me, that's different from your website, which is, you know, where you go for finding out about your team and what you're doing to market yourself and brand yourself, and maybe you put some things in there that are webinars that you've created or something like that, but that's not websites are not typically connected to your contact system. I mean, they may be connected, but they're not, they don't solve the problem.
Yeah, I think I meant more of a two-part. So the website design, our process.
Yep.
I feel as if we need to somehow incorporate Supernova as part of the process on the website design. Have you had experience with that?
Yes. I've had people completely adopt Supernova as part of their, you know, when they talk about their service experience, they basically give that model. Multi-generational planning, full implementation of the planning process through 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews to them in person, and rapid response to your problem, 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. You don't need to call it Supernova.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to, but you can call it, you know, client-centric service or whatever you want to brand it yourself.
Okay. So that's one part. And I think on the folder side, it's more actual folders. So we're using the folders that you recommend to send to clients, but marketing talked about maybe including a piece on our process or something to include in the folders, or that they can even create a branded folder. And I wanted to get your thoughts there.
I've had some teams take the folder and simply put a brand on it, so that when they give it to the client, it's got their team name and, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, embossed on the folder, or it has a sticker on the folder or something like that. Not necessary, but a nice touch. And what was the other?
That, Shannon, maybe you can help, but they talked about creating a generic piece of our team that we could always change. So here.
Right. Okay. So yes, you want that on the left-hand side. So if you're picking up your folder mm-hmm. and you're opening it up, that would be in the first page. That would be that's who you are. All right. So if you've got like a team brochure or your information from your website or your LinkedIn site, you might add, you know, create something that would be consistent. You want your LinkedIn site, your website, to look very similar.
Okay. Yep. So Gene, make sure you're taking notes.
And the same thing with your Facebook site. They all want to look the same, you know, the same font, the same interesting. For your Facebook site, you want it, the background, you should make some charity that you're involved with. And that's where you post things about your community activity and your involvement in the community. Non-controversial community activity, I want to say. Okay. The LinkedIn, you want to use LinkedIn as a tool to help you investigate and search for connections with clients. So let's say that you read in the local Michigan Business Journal that such and such company is being bought by a private equity company. You would then look for the names of the people and see if they're anywhere linked to anybody that you know so that you could get an introduction.
Okay.
So that's what I like to use. I like to be connected to as many LinkedIn people as I can, assuming that that they're in the same business that I'm in. So I have, you know, I have thousands of people that I'm connected to, and I use that whenever I post something, especially if I put a picture with it and I post an article on whatever it is, I'll get 5,000 hits on it. So that's good for branding, marketing, and getting out there in the community. It's the only thing I really do. I don't, you know, I don't, I don't bother with the rest.
Okay, that's good input. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so that helps with folders. Therese, you made notes there, right?
Yeah, yes. So that piece that you put into the folder should look similar to your website and your LinkedIn site and so forth.
Okay, good.
Okay, the more consistency you can have with it, the more firm will like you. They want that. They try and, as a firm, you do that all the time. That's a big deal from a firm point of view. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's all, yeah, similar. Noted. What else, Bobby?
Process for growth and new clients. I know the video I talked about mastermind group. Mm-hmm. I know when Sue and I had talked, a lot of our focus has been on current clients and then new clients for me that I've started to work with and trying to uncover other opportunities, I guess, within those specific client groups, at least right now.
Yep. And doing it very well.
And then the last piece was just, last week we went over our team specific, roles and responsibilities. And I know, Rob, last time we had talked that you had said maybe not have two people be under one responsibility or role, but I guess Sue and I were kind of looking at it as if, I was going to be taking over, say, planning for my set of clients, and then she was going to cover planning for her section of clients, if that makes sense.
Yes, but somebody needs to be, so for example, we report in, right, which we'll be doing. So the director of planning would report. I don't want two people reporting. I want one person reporting and one person in charge and one person accountable to the planning process and the planning execution. And Sue, you're busy, so that should be Bobby.
Got it.
Okay.
So the more you can delegate those things, the better off. And then you hold him accountable to know what you've done and what he's done. He combines them, but for your purposes, you know what he's done and he knows what you've done.
That makes sense. I think we can do that, Bobby. So I'll update you where I'm at. You update me where you're at, and then you just do the reporting.
Yeah, I'm just the one keeping track. Got it.
Okay. Right. That's the idea. In each area, there's one person keeping track. So they kind of own that business. And, but multiple, you know, you could have three people, you know, and especially where there's, you know, five FAs, everybody's doing planning.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
But one person's responsible.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. That makes sense. I think that was all of our topics. I feel like we're in a good place that we're finally moving forward more full force than we were. Jean, Teresa, and myself did the DISC profiles just to kind of learn a little bit more about what drives us, what motivates us.
Okay.
And we're having a meeting. Shannon set that up for us with our home office on that. Little thing helps, I think.
No, that's great. Team development.
Yeah. And then we're doing the website update. So I'm excited that we have a lot going on, but it's all positive all in the same direction.
That's the leverage of teams.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's swimming in their own lane down the pool and nobody's watching. That's the idea. We don't want three people watching or five people watching one person work.
Yes.
So everybody's got, that's why I like the roles and responsibilities. Because everybody's got their job on the team. You know, you're an FA, Bobby's an FA, you know, other people are CAs, so Jean's a CA, you know, Teresa's a CA. So, but everybody's a leader.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's got their collateral duty, which they take as seriously as their primary duty. And then we get things done. Cause there's accountability it's what makes us go. I mean, it keeps us going and makes us go. Without accountability, human beings will drift, and they just won't perform at the level that they could. I mean, that's why everybody has a coach. You know, everybody has a coach. All professional athletes do. Everybody, you know, there's accountability, and it's really interesting. You can tell after the COVID-19. I just watched I was so excited the PGA tournament came back on golf. And, you know, for those of us that are addicted to golf, you could tell who'd been working during the 3 or 4 months and who took the 3 or 4 months off. Hmm. And, you know, so they didn't have accountability. The other ones did. And it's just amazing the amount of, you know, the spread between those that worked hard and those that didn't. Now the others will catch up, but you know, if you were committed to winning that tournament, then
you kept working
and it paid off. So that's the spread here, guys. The game is it's a matter of the difference between those that are in the top 10 in the PGA and the rest is less than one stroke. Okay? One stroke. All right? A 69 or a 68 will separate you by like 100 players. It's amazing. So that's when, if we do a couple of little things on marketing and take initiatives on acquisition, just a few things, that separates you by thousands of financial advisors, hundreds in your market. Just a few things, not a lot, a couple, okay? And consistently do them. That will separate you. And that's the part. When we do 12-4-2, you know that no one else is doing 12-4-2 except the guys across the hall, okay? There is nobody in your market. It's typical. They might be doing something like it, but they're not doing what you're doing. That separates you dramatically from the competition. The same thing is true of acquisition.
The word was consistency.
Consistency. Yeah. And the accountability. And you've got to have the accountability. That's why you've got to have that meeting, the game board meeting on Friday, where everybody reports in on what's our goal, how are we doing versus our goal. If we don't know what our goal is, we can't report. Okay? Yeah. So what I'd like you to do is tighten up your goals.
Okay.
Okay? So that you know what it is that you want to accomplish in each of the five areas. What do we really need to accomplish by the end of the year in planning? And then work it backwards and make it a weekly goal. So you do that in each of the five areas. So, and you shouldn't do that. So you should have each of the parties in charge of each of the five areas figure out what it is that they want to accomplish by the end of the year, with your consultation, of course. Mm-hmm. But that's their goal. Okay. And then they hold themselves accountable on that Friday meeting. Okay, we said we want to do X number of plans. That means that we want to do 3 plans a week, and we've done 3 plans. Congratulations. Way to go. Cheers, right?
Yeah.
That's all there is to this. Whatever it is that we're doing, that's all there is when it comes down to it. Okay?
That's the goal and reaching your goal.
Right. So yeah. I just went through and did getting introductions from your existing clients is the number one way that you expand your business. Mm-hmm. It's the simplest one, and it's the one that no one uses. And it's like, what, are you crazy? No, I just don't ask. But I get introductions, good, but they're not the ones I want. Oh, too bad. Okay, so there's two things missing there. One is the clients want to help you, but you haven't trained them.
Right.
Right? So yep. They need to know what it is that you want and how to do it. And you don't train them, so they have no clue. And when they don't have a clue, then they don't do it because they're kind of afraid. I'll do it wrong.
Yeah, that second part, I'm definitely, I've been getting more comfortable with explaining what I want, but how to do it. That's going to be key. I haven't thought about that. That's the introduction part.
Right. And how many times do we get, oh, I'll have him call you?
All the time.
Right.
And how many times do they call?
Never. Not the time. And the reason they don't call is because they don't know what you're talking about. You know, somebody says, oh, I talked to my financial, you're going to love him. Call him. Here's her number. Right. Well, that person's not going to call. They're afraid. Yeah. They don't know you. You're busy, you know. Da, 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 da. So,
what do you think about the introductory email? That's not if someone.
No.
No? Okay.
How would you do it, Rob?
Okay, so here, I did this, right? The call before this, I did a brainstorming session with John Cummings, who's down in Kentucky, Louisville. And I've been coaching John now for years. But he's still just learning how to do this, right? He's a great FA, really good. He said, Rob, I had three people tell me what a good job I was doing this week. He said, I was so taken aback, I didn't know what to do. I said, John, what you do is when value is perceived and realized by the client, you then give them an opportunity to introduce you to someone else that would value it. Because they want to do something nice for you. They've already said you're terrific. You didn't even have to get it out of them. You didn't have to coax them. You know, because we always are asking, you know, in order to help us, you know, improve our service, what are the three things that you valued the most from working with us for the last year? That's coaxing it out of them. But it's great. And they tell you. And then if there's a couple things that we could improve, what would they be? Now you're kind of doing a survey. And once you get them to demonstrate that they value what it is that you're doing, then you'd say, okay, if you have a couple minutes, I'd like to do an interesting exercise. Well, what's that? I'd like to do some brainstorming as to who would value this as much as you have. What I'd like to do, think of it as concentric circles going out. I'd like to start with the people that are the closest to you, family and friends and people that you really know well, and then move the circle out to people that you play different athletic thing, you know, you play golf with, or you play tennis with, or you play bridge with, and you see them regularly, your close friends, you have dinner with them, et cetera. And then we'll move it out to those that you think would be highly qualified and might be a game changer if they became a client. Would that be okay? And you go, okay. Let's start with the closest circle. Now, I did this with John, and I did it by talking about financial advisors because he was like, loves what I'm doing for him, right? He's over the moon because he listens. You know, he needs to work on his pipeline. He's got a great business. He's trying to bring in $30 million this year. So he's got 15, but he's trying to get 30. And I said, John, you got to get it from your existing clients. They love you. Because it's in COVID world, it's not easy to go out and see people. So we role played this, and I got six introductions. I got six names from him of FAs that he thinks would be highly qualified and probably would be very open to coaching. Okay? And he was having fun doing this, right? It wasn't like it was hard work. And then I said, okay, John, thank you. This is great. The six names. This is important. How would you rank them according to the people that you think need that service the most, that need Supernova more than anybody else? Oh, and he gave me the name, this partnership. I said, tell me about them. Oh, he went to Vanderbilt. He played baseball. He was a catcher. He worked for Goldman Sachs. He did this, da 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 da. Married, young kids, da da da. Okay, great. All right, so now we know who's the best guy. We know something about him. You know him a lot better than I do. How would you suggest that we meet? See that? That's critical. That's the critical. Those are the words. That's called the advice model. So I'm controlling the situation with the advice. I'm asking for a question. I'm asking a question and asking for advice. That's called the advice model. All right. So he said, oh, I'll talk to him this week and have him call you. And I said, well, John, I know you're busy. He's busy. I'm busy. We have conflicting schedules. Why don't we schedule a conference call? And he goes, oh, that's a good idea. Okay. I said, okay, so today is, Monday, because everybody's got to take a minute to think of what day it is. Today is Monday, right? Okay, so you're going to talk to him this week. He said, yeah, so then he takes over right there. I mean, he's been taking over this whole time. He's been taking over the call, right? He's like, give me the names and, you know, profiling them. I can't keep him under control, right? Because he's jumping ahead. And this is spontaneous. I'm not, you know, we hadn't talked about it. So he said, okay, I'll set it up for this week. I've got stuff, da 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 da. How about Thursday? I said, Thursday after 2 o'clock. He said, I got one at 3, so let's do it at 2. I said, 2 o'clock. And then I said, okay, John, so you're going to set it up, right? I said, yep. I said, would you send me an Outlook invitation? I know you're not going to, so why don't you have Tracy do it? And he goes, okay, I'll do that. You know me, don't you? He said. I said, yes, I do.
Hello.
See, so now I've got an introduction to a prospect that's highly qualified, and he's going to sing on the phone my praises. So I'm going to hardly have to say anything. Then he'll jump off, and I'll profile the guy and see if it's a good match for us. So do you see how far I came in such a short time with hardly any work on my part? Amazing, right?
Yeah, I like the how would you suggest we meet part.
That's key. And they'll be like, well, it's COVID-19. We don't, you know, da, da. I said, well, you know what? What's popular right now is conference call introductions. I think that might work. What do you think? And he goes, how would that, you know, your clients are going to be like, how would that work? I'll set up the conference call. You know, you just give me the phone numbers. I'll set it up and take care of everything. Send you an Outlook invitation. It'll be really simple.
Good.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So now, and I said, John, I have now six more names. I think he gave me a total of 7. I have 6 more names to follow up with you every month on. And, you know, I love new business, but I'm busy, so I don't do this. But I could, and look how much I could expand my business if I wanted to. So, and I would suggest that I could do that almost every time I talk to somebody that has been a client of mine for a couple of years, you know, they'd be very anxious to help.
But they don't. But I also like how you qualified and you got through to those that you said who would benefit the most.
Right.
That's the key.
All the words are very specific. Now we record this so you can go back and play it again and hear the words again. Play it as many times as you like. But the words are critical. The timing, the words, it works. I mean, I couldn't believe how well it worked with John. Well, John's an easy guy, right?
But Bobby, remember, we've talked in the past, like when the client in the end, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful for you. You've done such
right.
a great job. That's the moment
right.
that we have to jump in.
And we're not asking for anything. We're just brainstorming.
Yeah.
And if they want to stop and say, you know, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with this, you go, fine. We're just brainstorming, just seeing if there might be a good fit, somebody that you'd really like to help.
Rob, do you qualify or mention your minimum anywhere in that process?
You know, the last piece is kind of like where I say, you know, this person could be a game changer. You know, they really, really, they'd be a terrific client. I have no hesitation in telling people, you know, what I cost and what my minimum is. I think you should tell people. I mean, if you can't really do this without telling them what you cost, right? So I'm, you know, I'm $9,500. For you guys, I charge less because you're an institution that we've got a contract with, but I'm not going to get through the whole process and somebody thinks it costs $3,000, you know. So I tell them ahead of time. And they know what I cost, and they're not going to introduce me to somebody that's not willing to spend that money, you know. So they know it's not free.
Rob, how do you explain? So we're going through our clients, explaining to them we're getting down to 100. You're in the top 100. And we have room for more.
Two different ways I would say that is that I'm looking. This is who we're looking for as a team. All right. As you know, the top 20% of our clients give us typically 80% of our business. I'm trying to duplicate the top 20%. So my target there is $5 million clients and above. Okay? Now, we have room because of Bobby. Okay? But that's our target audience right there, $5 million and above. Bobby's given me some ability to leverage my practice.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
You can always say, you know, any FA can say I've got a team, because even an FA and a CA is a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always have a team that's a virtual team where you pass off clients that aren't, don't meet your minimum, but you got another person in the office that's doing Supernova.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of Lewis's job is to have, we call it stair step to the stars. So he knows your minimum is 5 million and then somebody else's minimum is 2.5 million. Somebody else's 1.5 million. Somebody else's is 1 million. Somebody else's 750. Somebody's 500. And so when you say, Lewis, I've got some clients I need to reassign. I need them to go to Supernova FAs. Lewis goes, I've got a whole team. I've got a whole stair step to the stars trained. You can feel comfortable. You give them to anybody. They won't. We'll keep them. Okay. Did I tell you the story of the guy that reassigned a client? He was going into management, reassigned one of his top clients to another FA he liked, but wasn't doing Supernova. This guy did Supernova. The guy got an ACATS, called the client and said, why did you ACAT out? We were just getting started. He said, well, you know, Rick called me every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and when you didn't call, I figured you didn't want my account.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. Once you've been, you know, once you've seen Supernova, you better be giving them Supernova or you're going to lose those accounts because you're spoiling them.
Yeah, clients aren't going to go backwards.
They're not going to go backwards. You're spoiling the heck out of them.
Yeah.
And they value it. They like it, but they will not go backwards. They'll go find another Supernova FA. It's very important. I mean, that's a really important thing for you guys to understand, that you got to really keep that in mind. Lewis, keep that in mind. Very dangerous. Once you spoil them, they are, you know, they like it. And that's that's called expectations. That's why a company like Edward Jones has very high client service ratings, because they have very low expectations. Right? It's a McDonald's expectation versus fine dining. So as long as you know, make it clear what is to be expected, they'll be satisfied. But just understand what you're paying for. So questions.
You answered mine.
Good. The idea of the mastermind group, we talked about that. I've never seen a time when it was easier to start a mastermind group. Because you don't have to make it permanent. You can sunset it. Said we want to do a sundowner on this. You know, we want to do it for just till COVID-19 is gone. But we want to communicate and share ideas as to what works and what doesn't work. And here's an interesting thing. This was spontaneous by a team that fortunately included women. And I said, that's a great idea. I'm going to start one with business women at home on what are you doing with your kids to keep them entertained? And what are you doing with what meals are you creating? And what are you doing with this? So it was all about things that had nothing to do with business, but were business people. And I said, that's brilliant. So you get together, everybody would want to do it and share. And at the same time, you know, you'll be talking about business. You know, but it's just coming from, that's why a boardroom with, I mean, it's so important. The diversity thing is good business. And in this case, having a diverse team is a good idea because you get different ideas. I would never have thought of that as a male. It just wouldn't be like, what? And she said it, and then she got all excited, and I go, God, if she's that excited about it, this must be a good idea. Because I can't get people to do mastermind groups. So I don't care why you do it. Just do it.
It's good business, yeah.
It's good business, yeah. I'm doing a little stock club with a group of my friends, and I'm having more fun with it. You know, they're good guys. I like them, and we're having fun with it. And it's kind of like a little mastermind group. You know, different guys from different industries all coming together to pick stocks. None of them are professionals except for me. So it's interesting, and they are loving it, you know, because I'm training, I'm teaching them.
Yeah.
By the way, a terrific time to do grads right now. Okay. Low stock prices and low interest rates. So with a grad, you have to have, I funded a grad almost 5 years ago. It was a 5-year grad. It's coming due in 2021. I funded it, let's say, with $1 million, and it is we've had a good stock market, so it's $2 million. Let's say $2 million. The point is, if you started, my interest rate when I started it, I think was 2 or 3% I had to pay myself. So a grant is a grantor annuity trust. So you have to pay yourself back the principal plus an annuity rate. The new rate is less than a percent. It's 0.75. That's all you have to pay yourself. So anything above that is given to your children or grandchildren or whoever you designate. So it's a terrific time to do it. Low stock prices to start, right? So you put it in at a low stock price, it doubles, you get it out of your estate. Now you have to live the period of the grant. But assuming you live that long as the grantor, you get all your money back. And whatever is left is given to the children. And if we're going into an election, which theoretically could mean a reduction of the estate taxes from 23 million down to a million, then people with $5 and $10 million that want to leave something to their children would be very interested in this. Okay, I throw that out there because I'm.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about them lately.
Yeah, I taught a friend. I did a session on that, so I had to do my homework. I help my neighbors.
Nice.
I'm crazy. Anyway. Anyway, so. That's kind of it. So we're going to tighten up the Friday meeting scoreboard with everybody reporting in with goals and know exactly where you are, where you should want to be, and how you're going to get there. Okay. Right. And that's good practice for everybody to remember what you're responsible for. Okay. So planning. We know what planning is. Number of plans done. Renewed plans, etc., versus the total we want to do, 100% is the goal. Implementation is a 24-month calendar, and that means what are we going to be doing each month and the training associated with that. So if we're going to introduce grads, we got to train everybody on what a grad is and why we do it. Sure. Okay. Brand management is which we reported in on, how are we doing with the folders, getting them out, what's in them, et cetera. Growth, director of growth, marketing is all the things you covered. And we talked about VIPSA today. And so we want to implement VIPSA and get that going. Let's take advantage of these happy clients. And then leadership is holding everybody accountable, having the meetings, holding them accountable, and coaching. Okay. And the coaching, you should have a folder for each player on the team and be coaching them on their personal development, their professional development. And their professional development includes their role on the team as a director. Okay.
We have not done that. Good.
Right. And if they're out and they want to get their SEMA, you coach them on how are you doing, keeping up with it, good encouragement. So the coaching is what I do, right? It's encouragement, accountability, training, etc. So you become a great coach. I suggest every time you start out every call, every coaching session with what's on your mind. Not what's on my mind, but what's on your mind. And then how are you doing versus what we talked about. And here are the areas that we included. So you have an agenda. And then you give an executive summary which says, this is your homework. This is what you said you'd do. Congratulations on the following and so forth.
Okay.
It's encouraging, but it's accountability, and everybody performs at a higher level when they know that there's accountability.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Terrific. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Team's coming together. I'm very proud of you guys. Way to go. It's coming together. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.